Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
To the Kim Pagano Show here on KKZZ 1400. No, your ears aren't messing with you this morning. I am not Kim. I'm Prudence Gensman, here to host as our lovely Kim is away on vacation. And I'm here with Miss Marcia Hively and Jeannie Michael.
How good morning. Are you guys?
Good morning.
And Jacob.
Good morning.
And we're very excited. It's Friday, and we have lots of goodies to do today.
Thank
and
God lots of it's Friday.
Getting ready for the weekend now.
Well, my weekend started Wednesday, so I can't complain too much.
Nice.
But
you're ready to go back to work.
No, I'm ready for a few more days off.
I'll tell you, when you have kids home for the summer, every day is a weekend day, and you're exhausted by the end of summer just because you don't have that structure in your life, and sometimes that really helps.
Well, I can't imagine that you have to pre-plan stuff. Starting in, what, April or May, what you're going to have for the kids for the summer? Or?
Well, they're in high school, so, you know, they have their own agenda anymore. I don't have to deal with that. But I tell you, just keeping track of where are our children is just, you know, I don't know.
Well, I know we have some great things that we're giving away. We've been collecting names through the week. And Jacob, do you want to tell us a little bit about what we have?
Well, we are going to continue giving out tickets for the dance concert, Undress, at Moore Park College. But now I'm trying to add a little question to it.
Oh.
So if you know when we celebrate National Dance Day, the date, the month, and a day, basically, please call us at 639-0008. And it's the National Dance Day. So trying to connect it with the tickets itself, which is a really, really great show. It's student choreographed, student produced, and it's a lot of choreographies, fun, entertaining, sad, really good, really good.
I think you just gave away a good hint.
So just call us up.
And our Jacob will be starring in that show.
Oh, yeah. I'm in three pieces. I auditioned like a month ago, and it's like my first piece, so I'm kind of nervous. So we'll see how it goes.
Now, that's did you do cool. this in college? I mean, in high school at all?
No, I've been doing it for 6 months now.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you learn fast.
Yeah. I catch up things really quickly. And like my favorite style of dancing is contemporary because it's very emotional and it just releases the stress. So if you want to come check me out.
I do.
Call us up.
You know, there's a whole movement of using dance as a form of release for body and meditation and such. I know one program is called the Five Rhythms Dancing, where they use different types of music to help you with doing exactly what you're talking about, kind of getting in touch and feeling that passion from within your body and releasing it.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. My son's girlfriend is a dancer, and she dances at Thousand Oaks High School. As a matter of fact, she's one of the captains this year.
Oh, wow.
But they have a phenomenal dance team. And my kids don't go to Thousand Oaks High School, but I was so impressed. I went to her show, and I was just amazed. They had, I don't know, like 150 kids involved in this show.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was just phenomenal. I'm really impressed. And I hope some of these kids go on to college and do some dancing in college, because it was really fun to watch.
Well, dancing does keep you in shape. And I used to be a dancer, and I was in some Broadway productions, several of them. And, you know, I kind of gave
that
up.
You mean on Broadway?
No.
I'm like, let's get this clear here.
No, no, excuse me. But, you know, at our school. And but still, I didn't keep up with it. You know, I'll dance if we go to weddings or something. But so I thought, well, I can still do that. And I don't want to say my age, but I'm a little up. I'm up there. And I went to our gym, and I did the jazz dance, and oh my gosh, You know, yeah. It's really hard. I mean, we're talking hard work. Just and us, if you don't drop 10 pounds, believe right. me, yeah. and some of them I can't do, some of those
that,
moves.
I think that's how I lost all my weight throughout the 6 months, you know, because like, I sure. lost over 100 pounds. So I feel like wow. I want to keep going now. So I don't know. We'll see where it takes me.
Well, and that's what I love about like the Zumba classes.
Oh, right. God,
it's yes. all about having fun and dancing and you're getting such a good workout, and then they throw in some other things. It's mm-hmm. it's really amazing. I've taken a few classes, and I know the one that sticks out to me is she would play a song, and our arms would be up in the air almost the entire way. And when you're done, your arms feel like noodles, and,
yeah.
and you're just dancing. Well,
and a lot of time, that's fun. Almost like competition. If you go and play a sport, basketball, even with a group that you know or something like that, anytime it makes you forget, and you actually end up doing a lot longer than you think
yes.
you can. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. So if you're tuning in with us this morning, we're here at the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Prudence Gensman here with Marcia Hively and Jeannie Michael. And we actually have a couple things that we are giving away, talking about the dance. If you didn't hear, we are giving away tickets to Jacob's show, Undressed, at Moore Park College, put on by the students of Moore Park College, as well as we are giving away a cut and color and conditioner, as Jeannie likes to say, with our very own Kim Pagano.
Of course.
And so in order to call in, please call in at 805-639-0008. We do have some really interesting guests with us today as well. Dr. Glenn House, who's the medical director of Penrose Hospital Neurotrauma and Rehab Center, is going to talk to us today about overcoming disabilities, as well as Kelly Cleary Coffin, who has 300 best taco recipes. So
I'm hungry already.
I just want to clarify something. It's cut and condition, not color.
Oh, cut and condition.
Color.
There we go.
Cut, blow dry, and condition.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So we were talking as well this weekend. There's a bunch of things coming up here in Ventura as well as in L.A., but you said you went to the Hollywood Bowl yesterday.
I did, and I tell you, I think the Hollywood Bowl is one of those things that only you only have in California, and it's just a magical night every time you're there.
Yes.
It was just amazing.
Yes, I love it.
The only time I've gotten to go was during, they had the jazz festival, and we got to see the ensemble jazz, and I was with some friends who had the box seats up in the front area, and we mm-hmm. were there early and had full dinner
yeah,
and
that's
the
what we
jazz,
do.
And mm-hmm. it was the most amazing jazz I've ever heard, and I think it's because it was live and just the theater itself.
Well, the interesting thing is we do have box seats, and this is, I mean, you basically decide to make an investment, and you're going to do this. So we have 5 shows. And people ask us, oh, what are you going to see? And frankly, most of the time, I don't even know what we're going to see until we get there. And I don't care what you see.
Right.
Every show, especially with the Philharmonic, is amazing. And the new conductor, which I am sorry I don't know his name, is just wonderful. I just, I was so impressed. There was how do you say a violinist?
That sounds good.
Violinist. Okay.
I know what you mean.
Who was phenomenal, and it was just magical.
Yeah. Well, the whole night is. I think just being outside, and the Greek is like that too, but the Hollywood Bowl is a whole different ballgame.
Right.
And I don't know, especially on those beautiful summer nights. I mean, that's why we live in California.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And when you look at the weather back east right now, oh my word.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100 degrees in New York this morning at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
You know, my family is all in the Midwest, and they've had record heat. It's been 100 plus, in talking like 110, 109 since June. And usually it's not till July that it gets so hot. And it's been, my sister has 3 little ones under the age of 5, and she said it's been so difficult because she can't just send them outside to play.
Right.
It's too hot.
Well, we went to Boston last year. It was 100 degrees. I have never been in that.
The humidity there.
I don't have a problem with heat. It doesn't bother me. And it was just ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Dr. House is on the phone.
Very nice. Dr. House?
Yes.
Good morning. Uh-huh. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. How are you this morning?
Good morning. It's nice in 95 and dry here.
Yeah, you're in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Colorado
beautiful.
Springs.
Perfect.
Yep.
Well, Dr. House, I see that you are calling with us from Colorado. You're the medical director of the Penrose Hospital Center for Neurotrauma Rehabilitation. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, sure. I'm also a C7 quadriplegic, which means that I broke the 7th vertebrae in my neck when I was in college, actually. I was at Texas A&M. I was a biomedical science major planning to be a dentist and oral surgeon. and then went snow skiing one holiday, and I was at Snowbird, Utah, skiing in the cliffs. I started skiing when I was 5, racing when I was 6, and kind of a self-described extreme skier, and we were doing just that, and it got the best of me. I went over my skis, hit some rocks, went over my skis, landed headfirst on a boulder going down the, you know, this real steep hill or steep cliff, and immediately had was paralyzed and life flighted to a University of Utah where they saved my life. I had a core temperature of 90 Fahrenheit, and wow. Really, you know, at that point I started rehabilitation there at University of Utah. I clearly, you know, the way to describe me, my level of function is I'm in a wheelchair. I mean, it's kind of like a paraplegic, but with limited hand dexterity. So I can't tie my shoes, button my shirt, but I can push my chair, do stuff like that, transfer from a chair to a bed, that sort of thing. Wow. But I obviously realized I wasn't going to be able to be a very good oral surgeon with yeah. hand dexterity. Right. So right. I switched gears while I was in rehab, and I started asking, has anybody gone to med school in a wheelchair? And you know, the person, you know, that was taking Murray said they didn't know of anybody, but or they didn't know anybody, but they did know of people. So I switched gears right then and went to med school. And I went to med school at the University of Washington, and then I specialized in rehabilitation at down at Baylor in Houston.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. House, it's actually, you're here talking to us today about a subject near and dear to my heart. My background's in occupational therapy, specializing in neuro rehab. So I especially working with people with spinal cord injuries, strokes, and brain injuries. And yes. And I think what's the most fascinating, what a lot of people don't understand, is there's so many things out there technology-wise that allow, it opens up the world to people that maybe before many years ago weren't out there. How do you use technology, and how is it modernizing, and what are you seeing in that neck of the world?
Yeah, and one of the things I want to talk about is technology, just of the internet, and you know, to be able to, before we were really kind of like, you know, you're in your town, and you know, not everyone can live in you know, metropolitan cities with great technology research, and the education didn't go any further. And now you can be up in the mountains somewhere in Idaho, which, you know, I've spent a lot of time growing up there, and you can get the same information and education to some degree with that. And I recently did an interview on a show called, about a year ago, on an internet show called healthradio.net, and I did an interview there about disabilities, and now I'm hosting a show on there. It's live every Eastern time, every 2 to 3, and what it is, it's living with and beyond disability. So I bring on all these amazing guests that talk about research and talk about technology, and, you know, it's live, but there's also podcasts. So that's a way to reach really the masses that wouldn't be able to hear that information otherwise. So that's been a cool thing.
And what is your podcast under? How do they look you up?
Well, if you go to healthradio.net, there's a tab up there that says On Demand, and you click on that. The third pull down is, says Dr. House. So you click on that, that's my show, and then everything below there, just on that front page, is the podcast, all the ones we have done. I started in March. We already have 42 podcasts up there. So,
wow, God, that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was thinking years ago when so many people were injured, you know, it's so easy just to, like after you go through a rehab in the hospital, an outpatient, then it's so easy just to be stuck in your house, and you're not, you know, you tend to feel sorry for yourself, and you don't really reach out to other people because there was no ways to do it. So with the internet,
yeah,
it's just wonderful. And while I'm on the subject, I have I have arthritis, and I got it due to a, you know, very serious motorcycle accident. And I was going to ask you, is there just something that you can do every day for people that have had that, not just maybe from, you know, an accident or injury, but because they have to live with arthritis every single day? Is there something you can suggest that makes living a little easier for them?
Yeah, and that's, again, we cover topics related to, you know, not only technology, but different treatments and stuff like that, different kind of conditions. But one of the things, actually, the person that was mentioned earlier, she's occupational therapist. I mean, they're the greatest ones to for that kind of thing. And that
she is pretty great.
Yeah, really, the thing that we talk about with the arthritic is it's joint protection and energy conservation. I'm sure she said those words 100 times through her training. So it's really, it's like, and I was thinking about this today. when I've done another show where I talked about what is energy conservation. Well, that is that just sitting on a couch? No, it means if you know, plan ahead. If you're going to make four trips, figure out how you can make one. You know, I mean, don't you know? So it's some of it's wear and tear, some of it's more immune related type of arthritis. But mm-hmm. and then joint protection. It's doing things that you know you need to. Not put extra stress on those joints if you can. There's so much adaptive equipment out there that allows, you know, to protect those joints.
Wow, that's good advice right there.
So I have three teenagers, and I swear I have a fear of one of them having a spinal injury just because they get out there, they're skiing, they're, you know, skateboarding, mm-hmm. playing lacrosse, football, whatever. How do you protect yourself against spinal injury?
Well, first of all, it's you know, I have kids too, and I have the same fear, but... you know, I was, you know, some of it just happens. You're driving down the road, and some of it people are on their bike, and then some live like I did, which was, you know, crazy. And it's like, when are you going to get your spinal cord injury? It's not a matter of if, almost. Yeah. But you know, really, the odds are in your favor of not. And you got to get out there and just live life. And even after a spinal cord injury, I tell people, you know, there's so much sports. You get back involved. You get out there and do things. You know, you're in California, down in. In California, she moved around, but she's at a VA system right now. She was at, I think she was at Santa Clara. Dr. Susie Kim is a paraplegic that was injured surfing, and she was a great surfer, and she injured in med school, and she goes out and surfs still. She gets out on there as a paraplegic.
Good for her.
So amazing. You just keep going. I think you, but you do have to be wise. So like in football, you need to know, you know, they're really focused on how do you hit. When to take people out of the game, and concussions are a big deal right now. Here at the, you know, the U.S. Olympic Training Centers here in Colorado Springs, and they're having a big conference this week, or actually tonight and tomorrow, actually, about head concussions, and it shouldn't be thought of a concussion. It should be thought of as a head injury.
Yes.
Right.
Uh-huh. Excuse me, I just want to remind everybody that if you just tuned in, we are KKZZ 1400, and you can give us a call at 805-639-0008, and we are the Kim Pagano Show.
And if you don't have a chance to listen from the radio and need to get on the road, you can also listen from your smartphone at TuneIn Radio, or you can also listen online.
Mm-hmm. At thekimpaganoshow.com.
And we're here with Dr. Glenn House, medical director of Penrose Hospital, and also a huge advocate for helping people to know that they can live beyond their disability, as he has experienced as a C7 quadriplegia. Dr. House, one of the things, so as an occupational therapist, this is a prudence again, I actually have taken the next step into becoming a life coach. Because to me, it's helping those people, helping everybody, not just people who've had disabilities, step up and look at their lives and see that the things that they once thought were impossible can be possible. And I think because of the background in OT and what we're talking about here today, that mm-hmm. helps. What are ways that you help to motivate people to help them see whether they've had a physical disability or an injury or born with something or face a challenge in life? Because I think for some people, even challenges in life can be disabling. Mm-hmm. What's one way that you motivate, or what's your message that you like to give to people?
Yeah, you know, I think the fortunate thing of me being a physician that takes care of people that have had this is I truly understand and have been through it. And it's so even me and our family has been through it. You know, it's actually easy to come to work and quickly just forget that, okay, this person had a stroke, they can't move anything, a brain injury, the family's, you know, and just almost treat it as a cold. But I have to almost step back to remember my own experience and how it was so life-changing, and it turned our whole family upside down, and, you know, and me, and how, you know, very athletic to being a quadriplegic was, you know, such a, you know, I mean, a blow. I mean, I never would have thought of it. My sister, just because of how athletic I was and involved, you know, at one point in, you know, love her to death, and she prayed that I'd die. I mean, she
Aww.
Didn't think I could deal with it. And now she's, you know, now we use that to encourage people not, you know, to live life. But I think one of the things I live by was example. And,
right.
That's
you know,
so
it
true.
It is, you know, get out there, do it. One of the things that I think was so incredible and pivotal in my experience and my rehabilitation, it was day five after my injury. I'm laying in bed, just had surgery, getting ready to start rehab, and my dad brought me this videotape of Coach Lou Holtz. given a talk, given a commencement speech at Gonzaga University, and he said a bunch of amazing things. But one of the things he kept talking about is, you know, what's important when, what's important now. And he talked about, you know, it was so motivating, and I was just like, you know, what's important now is rehab. Just focus right now. Get this. Get out of here. The next step. And I keep doing that. I keep saying what's important now, and I pull that tape out every 6 months and watch it. I show it to my patients, and because it's really you have to just keep moving forward. One real quick story. This guy, when I was in my residency, he was actually down at Tier in Houston. They would fly people in from all over the world. This guy was from Saudi Arabia, and so we used the interpreter, and he asked me. Through the interpreter, he wants to know if you're happy, because this kid wouldn't do anything. He was a paraplegic. He just laid there. He was depressed, and he came in and he said, "Are you happy?" And I, through the interpreter, said, "You know, I know a lot of people who are not who can't walk. I mean, who do walk and are not happy. So therefore, this walking is not the answer to happiness."
Right. And so don't you think that the same mental toughness that you had being in extreme sports is also the same mental toughness that has carried you through these years and made you so successful, because you already had that in you. You just needed to tap it to do something else.
Yeah, exactly. I rerouted. In fact, I actually will take it even further. I think it was individual sports that did it. I mean, I was in football and track and all these sports, but it was really wrestling was my kind of my main sport. And it was, you know, the fact that when you step on the mat, the winner is already determined. It's how well you prepared before
right.
it, and you just had to go prove who prepared the most. And it was that kind of depending on only yourself. You know, I mean, you need the support team around you, the coaches and everything, but really it's up to you to pull down and say, "I got to do this myself." And I think that absolutely, individual sports is what really kind of gave me the roadmap to succeed.
Makes a lot of sense.
So, Dr. House, will you please remind our listeners where they can find you on the radio and how they can, and also become a friend of ours on Facebook, so that way people also can find a way to contact you if they have other questions?
Oh, you bet. It's healthradio.net, and then you go to the on-demand tab, and you pull it down, and there's Dr. House. And so that's my show, Dr. House, Living With and Beyond Disability. And also, one other thing to mention, especially since you're an occupational therapist and for your group, is I started a medical device company with a urinary catheter for individuals with limited dexterity who can't use anything on the market because of their dexterity, and that's called AdaptaMedical.com. So Adapta, just like Adapt with an A, and then AdaptaMedical.com. So you can see that, too. We're going to be launching in December, so we'll be having product and changing, hoping getting people in, changing their lives and making them independent when they weren't before because of this.
Right.
That's very exciting, because every little time that you can adapt something so people can have access to things is so very important. But thank you so much, Dr. House, for being a guest with us today. And we're now going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Have a great day.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion.
J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show. Our Kim is out on vacation this weekend. She'll be back on Monday. So you're here with Prudence Gensman, Marcia Hively, and Miss Jeannie Michael. Mm-hmm. And welcome back.
I do want to give a shout out to Louie, her son. He's in a race this weekend, and we all wish him well.
That's yes. Right. Go, Louie.
Safely and swiftly. Safely and swiftly is what I always say when I want to get somewhere fast. Well, we've just been talking about how modern technology has changed our world. And, you know, we were just talking with Dr. House about individuals who've had different disabilities and how even having the internet has changed
probably
their connections.
Probably saved a few lives there.
Yeah, right. I would suspect. But I just had the scenario of my internet was down for a couple of days.
And
I have to tell you, I didn't realize how frustrating it was until I had a couple of days without it. I didn't know I was so dependent on it. And fortunately, I have my phone that has the 3G and I can get on there. But from home, I would think, oh, I need to look this up. No, I can't do that. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, I can't do that.
You know, and the opposite of that, I just went on vacation and I purposely tune out. I try not to check in every single day because there has to be some time that you and your family are away from it all.
That's
and
for sure.
People get mad at you. It's like, you know, 2 or 3 days they can't get a hold of you. And it's like, where were you? What did you do? You didn't answer my email. I was on vacation. And they just honestly don't understand.
Well, I think they start to panic, too, that something's wrong. Oh, they haven't got back to me right away. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Is there something going on?
And the opposite of that, I check out for a few days. My husband never checks out. I mean, I love him dearly. He's the sweetest, nicest man in the world, and I would never give him up. But I'll tell you, the cell phone has not been the best friend of our family with him because he is information junkie. He loves to have facts.
And he likes to have the answers.
Well, and the right answer. And most of the time, and I hope, Steve, you're not listening to me.
Hi, Steve.
Because 99.9% of the time, he is correct. And I live for the days that 1% that I can find that when I was right. But anyway, but he will be at dinner, a very nice dinner, and our whole family's there. And somebody will bring up something. And you know, it's one of those things like, what is the, you know, who was in that movie? And, you know, we don't know. It's like, oh, yeah. And we've gone on to another conversation. And he's there with his phone. Oh, it's this person. And I'm like, Steve, it was just a question. It didn't have to be answered right. But don't you like knowing the information? No. Be present. Be present here right now.
But, you know, we were talking about that yesterday. And, Steve, in a way, I'm kind of on your side there because I do that as long as it's quick. I mean, if I could get the answer real quick, I'm done and here it is. And then, you know, but once the conversation has moved on, I think you got
to
forget it.
It's really hard to teach your children not by example. So, you know, he will look at the map in the car. And it's like, Steve, that's the same as texting. You are looking at something else. I'm just checking the traffic. what are you thinking? You know, you're in traffic. It's obvious. Well, you know, unless you get somebody else in the car with you to look at the map, you know, you're going to kill yourself looking at the map decide that, yes, you are in traffic.
But, you know, there's also a lot of good points about that cell phone, though, too.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. I mean, we've been in traffic bumper to bumper, stuck, dead stop, and I'm on my phone looking at the 3G.
Yes, if you're not driving.
I can reroute. No, I'm on the passenger.
Right. And right. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, of course. Well, if you're dead stop, you actually could look, but, like we were, and you can go reroute yourself.
Yes, you can.
And it's, in fact, my phone will reroute you if you ask it.
Well,
you
know, so will your car.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I didn't want to tell that. You know, that was before my car did that. Now I have another car, so I got both.
Well, I heard someone talk about how it used to be that we didn't want to hit red lights because people wanted to go through and had a place to be. And now people want red lights so they can stop and return a text or pick up something on their phone.
Right.
Hey, that solved that problem. The cameras on the stoplights are just a waste of money, see?
Well, you know, my sister and her husband actually just got cell phones.
Really?
How old
are they?
They're in their early 30s.
Really?
And the only reason they did is because they had a baby, and that way they could be in touch with each other. But otherwise, they have not had a cell phone until about a year
ago. They just didn't want it.
And Jacobs was saying his parents don't even have cell phones.
My parents tried the cell phone thing for about a year, and they didn't like it because it's like not connecting the family and stuff. And like my little brother has diabetes, so he has a cell phone. He's the only one. And I went off to college. I got my first cell phone. So I didn't get my cell phone until I was like 18.
I got to tell you, though, when you have, I've talked about this several times today for some bizarre reason, but when you have teenagers, it is so nice to be able to find them. And once they have their driver's license, and I have great kids, and we've never had a problem with our kids. But even that, just trying to figure out where they are at any particular time, and they're all in different places with different people. And, you know, to be able to say, get home. And no, they don't have an excuse to not hear that.
Exactly.
Because they all have cell phones.
You don't want to hear that, the signal didn't come through.
or for them to say, I ran out of gas. Or, it's great.
You know what my parents say? You have a friend, let him ask them for the cell phone or ask their for their home phone.
Exactly.
If you can borrow it. So when we didn't have no cell phones, that's what she would say.
You know, there's a lot of people that don't have home phones anymore.
True.
That cell phones are their only phone.
Right. I know, because at our company, which is valleyalarm.com, we had a lot of problems when we installed alarm systems because it does go through the phone line. And when people, they didn't even tell us, they all of a sudden there was no signal. And thank God we always tell our people, test your alarm system once a month. So we knew because they called us, hey, there's no alarm. Well, you have to have a whole nother little gadget to make that work with your cell phone. So
can you have it? You can have it without a house phone. You can still have a house alarm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it's nice to know that when you're an alarm company.
Sure.
So if anybody has an alarm and it's not with us, you'd better be testing your alarm system once a month. But I wanted to say on the farther spectrum of these cell phones, my mother-in-law, who is 89, she has a cell phone, and we have to write her a big in big big letters how to use it. Press one, press two.
Yeah.
And she's scared to death of it. They won't use it. And that's a technology of finding her, you know? So.
Well, my mother-in-law has a cell phone too, but she never turns it on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to be able to turn, you have to have your phone on for people to get a hold of you. I mean, that's just part of it.
Oh, darn.
And charged.
Yes.
Because you can have it on, but then once the battery's dead and
that's
you
right.
take 2 seconds and it's done.
So we are on the Kim Pagano Show.
We're here at KKZZ 1400, and we do have some prizes.
Yes,
Jacob's been
manning
the phones like crazy.
Some people have been getting the answer right, but some people are not getting it right. But you might as well try and give us a call at 639-0008. And the question is, when is National Dance Day?
And I didn't even know there was a National Dance Day.
Yeah, there is a National Dance Day.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I hope you tell me before the day's over.
Oh, I'll tell you before the show.
And whether or not you get the answer, we do have tickets for Jacob's
dance
premiere dance
concert.
What is it called when your very first, I forget what the word is, but your first show and your first professional presentation
debut.
And you were talking that it's a really, really great show, and you're glad to be a part
of
it.
Some of the people that have been on the shows at Moorpark before have talked to me, and like even having the experience right now with lighting design, costume design, and it's like a really huge experience. And I'm really like trying to pursue that area now for some reason, because it like
it
makes me happy.
It sparks
makes
a
me
passion.
Really happy, yes. Yeah. And like I can see it now, because like when I go to work at Sharky's, people are like, "Why are you so happy?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just dance." That's
He's
my
like
answer.
A burrito
I just,
over here.
Yeah, I just dance. I'm like always happy for some reason. So yeah.
And we also have giving away a cut and blow from Kim Pagano, our hair therapist extraordinaire. So. Give us a call, 805-639-0008.
Pretty soon, Ventura County will be beautiful from Kim.
She'll get
Definitely.
Us all. She's got all of us. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
One haircut at a time.
Now, we can't say that our hair always looks perfect, because we have something to do with that also. But hey,
it's a lot easier to manage, though, after going to Kim.
Yeah,
that's true.
Do you guys have any exciting weekend plans coming up?
I'm excited not to have any plans.
Really?
I have been gone, and well, unfortunately, I have a funeral to go to this morning.
Oh.
But it was my sister-in-law, and her mother passed away, and she was 89. So you can't really feel tragedy when somebody lived a long, happy life. So, but other than that, I really have no plans. It's very exciting.
Very nice, especially after all your traveling.
I know.
We're going to a block party, and I'm real excited. It's a neighborhood party, and we'll get to see some of the neighbors. You know, you just kind of wave as you go down the street. So this time we get to talk to them, and it's about the only time we do. For some of them we never talk to, but it's nice. We do it about two or three times a year.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. Our neighborhood tried to do that. We had somebody who left a note for everyone and said, you know, we all have all these wonderful fruit trees and that sort of thing. Why mm-hmm. don't we bring our goods, our fruits and vegetables and such, and kind of do a little, almost a market there, and exchange with each other and get to know our neighbors and stuff. And it was really nice. They were trying to do it more often.
Did it happen?
Yes, it did. And I think they're trying to do it more often. It's just been a little bit of a challenge with schedules. And
yeah, somebody has to take the bull by the horn.
You just do it, and who can come, they come, and they can't, they can't. Exactly. That's kind of how ours is. So.
I do see that this weekend, very excitingly, there's a West Side Art Walk here in downtown Ventura. And it looks like several different locations along the way are going to have different art tours and galleries. And there's a little after party and live music and all of that. So it looks very exciting.
And, you know, art tour walks are so much fun. You get a little exercise and see something cultural and meet your neighbors. And it's really fun.
Yeah. When I was in Denver for a short time, and they had every month downtown area would do an art walk kind of a thing. And so you just knew once a month you go down, and it was neat to kind of see the different art and to get a little, they also did wine tastings and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's just always something to look forward to.
We have that the third Thursday of every month downtown Los Angeles too. It's so big that they even closed it. Now they just opened it back up a little at a time. So,
well, we're very excited. Our next guest is on the line with us. We're going to be talking with Miss Kelly Cleary Coffin. Kelly, are you with us?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. And we're here with your book. We're all drooling over it. 300 Best Taco Recipes.
Full of wonderful tacos.
Uh-huh.
Anything for anyone.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. I have one question right off the bat. On the back of your book, it has a picture of tacos that looks like shrimp and beef. Is that the recipe for... I have to know, because my friend wants to know that recipe. So is that sample recipes? Would that be the grilled fajita steak and shrimp tacos?
It is.
Yay.
It is.
Okay.
It's delicious and so simple to do.
I don't know if everybody knows this. I just stayed with a friend who had a problem with flour, whatever that's called, gluten. And they can eat corn chips, which I didn't realize. And
that'd be me.
So tacos are a great thing to have. Because
you know, it really is. And I think that there's all different ways to do tacos, obviously, with 300 included in this book. But the corn tortillas, you can do them with corn or flour. A lot of them I like with both. You know, I'll do them sometimes with the corn tortilla and sometimes with flour. But the corn tortilla really is a high fiber. It's got... You know, it's very healthy, low in calories. So, I mean, a corn tortilla is a great way to enjoy tacos. And you don't have to deep fry them. You can steam them. And there's just a lot of different ways that you can do them.
You know, I noticed you had a recipe on those corn tortillas, which it looks great, and I'm going to try it. But I have a question. You know, will that make the thicker ones, or is it all in the rolling, or do you have to adjust your recipe?
Well, the corn tortilla recipes, I included two in this book, and, and mainly that's, you know, we're pretty spoiled in all around the southwestern United States, because we've got some really wonderful tortilla factories.
Right.
And our local grocery stores are really, you know, actually offering fresh tortillas.
But not the thick ones. Those are too hard to find.
Trader Joe's has some great, like, homemade tortillas.
Yes, those recipes, you can do them as thick or as thin as you want.
Okay, good.
And the thicker ones really are, they're just...
Oh, my God. They're my favorite. They are my favorite. But I have to say, watch out when you do it, because they're going to taste so good. You'll eat three little ones right away, and then it's going to feel like lead in your stomach. So watch out.
It calls for masa harina.
Harina.
Yes, uh-huh.
And that's a kind of corn flour.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And
that's pretty readily available these days.
Yeah, especially here in California as
sure.
well. You can get quite a bit of it.
So what got you wanting to write an entire book on tacos?
Well, you know, I've lived along the border my entire life, so I think I probably have been writing this cookbook in my head for, you know, over 25, 30 years. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, had grown up in Colorado, and my exposure to tacos was basically, you know, ground beef, store-bought taco shells, iceberg lettuce, and diced tomato and cheese. And so... when I moved, my family moved to Southern Arizona, we started, you know, heading over to L.A. a lot. We'd go to San Diego. And all of that wonderful cuisine that was found on that had that, you know, Mexican influence that was found on the West Coast, along with living in the, on the border in Arizona, you had your Sonoran-style Mexican food. All of a sudden, I, you know, found all this wonderful, these wonderful new flavors. And then just started kind of working with different ideas for tacos. And, you know, I love everything from the authentic flavors of, you know, machaca and grilled carne asada.
I do, too.
And the tacos El Pastor with the pork.
Stop, I'm getting hungry.
Favorite. I know, right? But then there's some really great combinations like, you know, garlic rosemary pork tacos and crab spinach artichoke tacos. So I did like over 60 vegetarian tacos.
Mm-hmm. Of I noticed
course,
that. That's good.
The fish tacos are wonderful. So I did like 35 different fish tacos, everything from tilapia to mahi-mahi and halibut, shrimp, your shellfish. So, the taco really, when you look at it, is truly just a tortilla that has different wonderful fillings in it.
That's awesome. Is it the marinating of the meats or vegetables that really give a taco a unique flavor? What is the key to tacos?
Well, I think the perfect taco is using a 6-inch tortilla and then knowing that you want a 2 to 3 tablespoon filling inside that has a lot of, has a pungent flavor to it that's really flavorful, because you're going to layer it with lots of different things. So you want a filling that really has strong, you know, seasonings or marinade in it. And then you're going to pile it high with, lots of different vegetables. And one thing that I use a lot throughout the book is, you know, a lot of people think that you got to use, when you say lettuce, it has to be iceberg. Well, you know, buy a bag of salad mix. I mean, there's some fabulous salad mixes that have, you know, the sweet and the bitter and the mild greens that are all mixed together that give a really great topping to a taco. So
I found if you're in a time crunch and you buy the coleslaw salad stuff, but you don't put coleslaw mayonnaise in it.
Right, you just have
that's
the
a
cabbage.
Great taco topping.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And on top of soups. I got that actually when I was in Mexico. I thought, what a great idea.
Well, and one thing that I did also is I included, I think it's over 55 different salsas and sauces. There's actually four just that. The cabbages, I have like three different types of, you know, dressings that you can put on the chopped cabbage and put that on top of your tacos. So, I mean, there's just a huge variety. And like I always say, you know, tacos are immediate, they're inexpensive, and they can be really healthy.
You know, one of the things that I really enjoy is the salsas that have some of the fruit pieces with it, so you get that fruit and spicy.
Mangoes.
What are really good fruits to add to salsas?
Well, you know, I included quite a few. There's, you know, the pineapple. There's a pineapple salsa that is wonderful that you do just with a nice little bit of jalapeno, and you can do a little bit of red onion with that. And
I wish I would have had this peach and red onion salsa a couple weeks ago when my peach trees went nuts, and I was looking for something to do with all my peaches.
See, absolutely. And oranges are always a good one. You can do, you know, take all the pith and all of that, the skin off of an orange, and just dice it up and put a little bit of green onion with that, and a tiny bit of jalapeno or a habanero, just a minced habanero, real lightly. And you've got just a really nice citrusy salsa. So, I mean, your oranges, even an Asian pear. You can do your lemons and your limes. There's an apple onion salsa, which is delicious. So lots of fruit salsa.
And for those of people who are really watching their weight, salsa is a great thing to use with cut vegetables. You don't even have to use chips.
That's right.
You can use cut vegetables in salsa, and it mm-hmm. gives you that same satisfaction as
of
having
the crunch.
Chips, but you don't have, you know,
absolutely.
The calories.
Yep.
You need the crunch.
Well, speaking of, you know, saving calories, too, one of the sauces that I did include is the basic Mexican white sauce, and it has about four different variations that you can add different spices to it. But that's a great substitute for cheese. So if you decide you really want to cut some cheese out, then just use that white basic white Mexican sauce on your tacos, and it gives it such flavor, and you feel like you're not missing it.
Well, that's great.
I was going to say, well, now, see, I love lime, so if I put lime on anything,
right.
I don't, and I love cheese, too, but if I put lime on anything, who cares about the
That's
cheese?
That's right. Well, and to me, you know, the thing about tacos is you shred the cheese, so you use very little cheese to
right.
get the same flavor
really
as you would
do.
If you
mm-hmm.
melted it all over something.
Mm-hmm. You really do. And, again, you know, it can be the tacos, I think the biggest misconception about tacos is the fact that they really can be very, very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And fun to make, and it's a great project for the whole family. If you want everybody to pitch in at, you know, dinner time, then give everybody a different ingredient to either chop or shred or dice mm-hmm. or tear apart, and, you know, it just makes a fun taco night.
Well, and the other thing about a taco bar as far as a party goes, you can control what you're putting in your own body, and
exactly.
everybody can leave out what they don't like. You don't
yes.
like onions, or you don't like guacamole,
absolutely.
Or you don't whatever, and everybody seems to come away satisfied.
Yeah. Very customized and very creative, that's right.
Well, just to remind our listeners, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show here on KKZZ 1400. Kelly, if you just stay with us for 1 minute, we are going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back to talk a little more about tacos.
Sure.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices. The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I'll always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
Welcome back to our listeners. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show here with Prudence, Marcia, and Jeannie. And we've been talking with Miss Kelly Coffin, the creator of 300 taco recipes. Kelly, what's a quick recipe that you can give to our listeners?
Well, I think one of the simplest one is that when I served last night, I was rushing home. A couple of girlfriends were going to be in town last minute, and I said, "We'll stop by and have a taco and a margarita." And I ran by the grocery store. I grabbed a rotisserie chicken, brought it home, shredded it. I had all of the salsas that I had done earlier in the week. I had some fresh veggies, chopped them all up, and we had a wonderful, simple chicken taco dinner. And I mean, that's my 10-minute taco recipe for
I love
you
know,
it.
And that's great, for a hot day where you don't want to turn on the oven.
Exactly, it was great. But you know, I mean, there's lobster tacos, there's grilled sirloin tacos, shredded beef tacos. So, I mean, we've got everything you can imagine.
Well, now I'm hungry.
I know. I think everybody should just run, not walk, to your nearest bookstore or Amazon.com and order this book, because it is really fabulous.
Speaking of which, how can we get your book?
You just go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You can order them through your local Barnes & Noble. They'll order them for you.
Yay. And that's Kelly Clary Coffin. Is it Coffin?
It's Coffin.
Coffin, C-O-F-F-E-E-N, if you're looking it up.
You got it. And you can always go to 300besttacos.com, and that'll show you where you can order as well.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly, for being a part of our show.
And thanks once again for making us hungry.
That's right.
And don't forget, you can have cocktails in there, so margaritas.
Oh, next time.
A little early for that for me, but hey.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show here at 1400 KKZZ. I'm actually heading to Mexico in a few weeks, and I'm very much looking forward to having some good tacos al pastor.
Oh,
they're my favorite.
Pastor is so good.
Did we get a winner?
Oh, yes. We actually do have a winner. We entered a drawing, and her name is Jessica Escabio.
And which one is that for?
She is winning the dance concert tickets for next week.
Oh, I so wanted to call in with a different name.
And she got it right. So basically, the National Dance Day is July 30th. I believe it's Saturday. Yeah, it is Saturday. And there is something connected to that. The show So You Think You Can Dance are going to be performing at Six Flags that day to celebrate National Dance Day. Oh. Some of the all-stars, what's her name?
So you can ride rides and see some great dances, too.
Dances, exactly. And there's actually, if you can go to their website, So You Think You Can Dance, there's like a video that there's like a dance routine you can learn and then perform with them
on that day. Oh, my gosh, one of those big, whatever
sounds like
they call
it.
Okay, and then how about the hair?
For the haircut, we will be posting the name on Facebook. So if you want to tune in on Facebook.
I hope she posts pictures of the before and after.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
So if you want to see if you're one of the winners for the haircut, go on Facebook. And Jessica will be giving you a call to give you more information on your tickets. So congratulations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Well, so on July 30th, you'll have to remind us. So even if we can't be at Magic Mountain, we can all just do a little dance in our house.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to be record myself, and I'm going to do kind of like a YouTube video and then post it on that day.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
So I want to know who's going to go home and try and make tacos.
Me.
Who's having tacos for dinner?
Me.
I'm having tacos.
I want to do the thicker ones. I'm going to try to do that with the actual recipe and make my own tortillas.
Well, see, I think you should perfect it and then bring it in so that we can try
exactly.
it.
Yeah, exactly.
We can judge it and we can help.
Yeah. Great idea. We're giving high fives in here. We're figuring out a way to eat.
Dancing and eating at the same time.
There you go.
We can eat and dance it off.
Uh-huh. I know Sharky's has some really, really good tacos.
Yes,
my
they
favorites
do.
Are like the tempura mahi tacos. Oh my God, they're so good. Mm-hmm. I'm addicted to them, which is really bad.
Well, but then you go dance it off. It's good protein.
I got to admit, I don't eat tacos as a taco. I eat it as a salad because
I do too.
I don't like my hands messy while I eat. And so I don't like the salsa dripping out on my hands and all that stuff. I'm just weird. So I always start it out as a taco and then eat it with a fork.
You know what I do, Marcia? I actually, instead of getting the tortilla, I get the wrap. So oh. I put them. So I, mm-hmm. I don't eat them like tacos either. I just eat them like a salad, but with this salad wrap.
Yeah, yeah. I cut them with a fork and knife.
It's yeah, and really tortillas on the side or the chips.
Sort of the dip
yeah,
thing.
I'm trying to cut down a little bit on carbs, you know, because they're already too good. So.
I can have exactly 8 for 3 points.
Eight tacos?
Eight strips, tortilla chips. That? So you got to be careful there, but you know you can have a whole one corn tortilla, and you're good to go with that.
Yeah.
So it's been fun Friday here at the Kim
Pagano
Show.
Oh, it's over already?
Yeah, it's already over.
And are we ready for our mommy moments?
We are.
Ms. Marcia?
Okay, so our mommy moment today. Do not follow where the path shall lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. That's by Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Very nice.
Wow, I like that. So, I love it.
Trailblazers?
Yeah, here we are, blazing a trail to the life that we desire, adding value every day in every way.
And Kim, we love you and we miss you. And even though we've had a great time, we want you back. So
that's
there
right.
You go.
Yeah, so safe journeys back home, and everyone have safe journeys this weekend.
And go, Louie, go. Hope you win.
We want to tell our listeners to keep listening and keep tuning in. And we appreciate you guys listening to us. And if you have any questions or anything, just you can always check us out on Facebook at The Kim Pagano Show and email us or message us at The Kim Pagano Show. So.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light.